Hello. Good morning. Dr. Sundaram, the NLP psychologist from India. Welcome back for the show. I'm your coach, counselor, mentor, and trainer with 25 years of experience spread across 350 YouTube videos and 100 podcasts. This podcast is focusing on NLP, failure to success. This is mostly meant for my students who are scattered around the globe by the others. So welcome to join my podcast. You can learn, you can share. And one of the questions in Ask PTS podcast Facebook page. Yes, one of my students, I very vaguely remember her. And she was earlier in India, now she is in UK. She writes, NLP talks about failure is equal to feedback. Could you please clarify on that? Wow, great thought, great thought current. I'm still happy that you are daringly talking about certain fundamentals which many people like to ask, but very few ask about it. Okay. You know, I was a training manager for the Bharat Heavy Electricals Limited. A $4 billion company with 85,000 employees spread across 17 parts in India, around 52 countries, the power manufacturing company. And we had a very structured, very mature training program. I was heading the division. And we recruit engineers and management graduates and train them for 2 years. Functional training, behavioral training, and psychological training. And I was also heading a Manav Vikas, a newsletter for our BHL bulletin, BHL house, only internal circulation. So we were making case studies of some of the successful managers, and that was recorded and that was put into print, and it used to come here for my final approval. I used to at random check the tapes, what he talked and what is written. I find a glaring difference between what he has talked and what has been written. I called the editorial team and conducted a meeting and asking them why there is a glaring difference. They were telling, sir, until unless we have our subscribers and readers are excited, they will not read. They will not get energized. It is something like any TV media making a program. It focuses on the TRP rating, how many people have viewed it. They look for some glamour. Similarly, we have to do that. And this is going to become the plea. I was told this is going to become the curriculum for the next year management trainees. And they have to learn from the successful role models. Hats off to the maturity of BHL systems. But I had a different opinion. When success stories are glamorized, sugar-coated, painted, okay, with the latest Asian paints or Nicholas paints, okay, and make it glamorous like the top 10 cover page queen of a woman's magazine, it may attract people. I do not deny that. But after attraction, what? Can they apply in their life? Somewhere there is a gap. They do not know how to close the gap. So I was insisting on write down the failure points of the manager also. Okay. You write success stories, but also there, these are the pitfalls, these are the roadblocks, these are the failure points. Because man looks for failure points. Okay. Whenever, when I remember how I grew up in my career, and I was an introvert guy, and many times the manager, when my manager in the committee meeting is to share about his failure point under depression to somebody else, his own colleague or his wife or his close members, and how he came out of it. That is an emotional truth. Okay, that is an emotional truth. There is nothing to hide. An unedited version of himself. It is a true revision of himself. We learn mostly from failures. Success Stories is for personality development training program. Failure stories are from NLP development program. Success Stories for the world. Failure stories for me. Success Story is outside in. Bill Gates' success story. You do not know how much is being glamorized in the book. Every book has to sell. It has to have its own market. People are not willing to accept the truth, and we are not able to pay for the truth. Suppose 101 failures of Bill Gates. Will you take? You will not purchase. But NLPer is always modeling himself, chiseling himself, revising himself to become the latest version of himself. NLPer never talks of success. He only talks of how did you do that when you were a failure. He will not ask you how do you do. He will say how did you do that. So we can learn more from the failure stories rather than a success stories. You have enough evidence in history. One person is known for failure, Thomas Alva Edison. It is said he had made some 10,000 mistakes. 10,000 mistakes. One journalist asked him, "Sir, how do you consider yourself as one of the greatest scientists of this world when you have done 10,000 mistakes?" He told, "These were not 10,000 mistakes, they were 10,000 teachers. Every teacher taught me a good and a bad of it." He was noting down. He was telling how many steps are there when you come from ground floor to first floor. He asked the journalist. The journalist told, "There are 10 steps. Which step is important?" He told, "First step, second, third, then fourth is also important. Afterwards, 5, 6, 7, then 7, 8, then all are important." Yes, my success story or my adventure of discovering tungsten as a filament, withstanding the temperature, was having 10,000 success steps, 10,000 failure steps. You have enough story, Colonel Sanders, you have. And my own role model, Bandar Srinivas, no two legs, no left hand. I made a video of it, you can go and see that. And he is making crores of income. He is my greatest motivator. And whenever he was sharing his failure, we used to learn from him. We means we had our own mastermind group and we are modeling him. Yes, learn from the failures of others, not from the success of others. If you want to learn success, that will only give you a temporary motivation. Success stories for motivation. Failure stories is for inspiration. You are getting a leverage. Success story is for motivation. Failure stories is for inspiration. So that is why one of the foundation pillars of NLP is learn from the failure. Every failure is a feedback. Every failure is a PhD subject. Because what is happening? Somebody else, somewhere else is repeating it. is coming to the same 9 steps and failing and leaving the field. Many of my NLP practitioners, what happened? 90% of the NLP students in India and the world or do not like NLP. Do you know why? Because they do not get after support. They do not open a practitioner's club. They will not practice on themselves. But I would. They would attend the training program like another training program, any personality development program. And they forget. They say, I don't learn anything NLP. Yes, 300 students enrolled in the first batch. And the second batch, only 30 went. I was one among them. That means what is the success ratio? 1:10. Every 10 person attend NLP training program, one only succeed. Are you one among them? If you want to be one among them, look for failure stories. Thank you very much. You can ask any questions. If you would like to ask, you can go to my 300 YouTube videos and find out if I have answered anything. Otherwise, you are still welcome. You can put it on Ask PTS Podcast Facebook page. It will not be possible for me to reply every email. I will definitely convert your question into a podcast so that the reply will be useful. Ask me some tough questions if you want to become NLP as a career, NLP as a student of life. NLP is a neuro-linguistic psychology which removes you from the comfort zone and puts you in a challenge zone. NLP helps you to design your own life. Thank you. See you. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.